faith for me is something that has come to me through the worst time in my life. My 19-year-old was accused of killing someone, put in jail, and my grandmother had a stroke. My husband had been unfaithful. It broke me emotionally, but God lifted me up.
Welcome to Intentional Living. Maybe you can't relate to the extent and depth of what she's been through, but you certainly have your own story, don't you? We all do. And today, we want to pause and think about what matters most and why we as a ministry have a heart and passion to encourage you to share Christ with others, and also consider why it was that someone chose to lead you to a saving knowledge of Christ. That's what our focus is going to be today. Got some callers standing by. If you want to join us with a comment, you're welcome to share it when you call 888-888-1717.
Hi, Dr. Randy. I heard the topic of aha moments, and I just had to dial in and share my story. I became a Christian about 6 years ago, and I was in the military on a deployment. So God found me my furthest point away from home, and at my lowest point spiritually and all of that, but I was assigned to a country just north of Afghanistan that, while all this is going on, I'm being invited to church by another airman, and we worked out together, and we ate together, and we slept together, and I decided, you know, this guy, he's all right. I'll go to a Bible study, very, very reluctantly. I got into a little trouble over there, and as a result of that, I just was coming to a screeching halt of, I can't live this lifestyle anymore. God, I can't fix myself of sin and all of these things. And if what your word says is true, I'm absolutely hopeless. And so I was October 22nd, 2006. I was praying by myself in my bunk room. Lord, if you're real, I confess I absolutely need you. And he showed up. I don't know how else to explain it other than that. He just came in the room, and I wept, and I threw my combat boots on and ran out the door in my underwear, pounded on Applegate's door. It was the guy that invited me to church, and he wasn't there. So I spent that night, first night alone with Jesus. Since then, God's made me a leader in the church, and I've got a beautiful wife, 3 years, and a son. We're just thriving on Jesus and local church life. It's just been a blast. Peaks and valleys, but we're moving forward. Thanks, Dr. Randy Carlson. God bless you. Bye.
Well, isn't that something, driving down the road, sharing his story, battlefield to Christ? You know, if you don't know him today, you'd like to know more, what does it mean to have a personal relationship with Christ? We invite you to come to our website. We have How Can You Know Jesus? It's available on our website. And by the way, some of you may be looking for an opportunity to lead others to Christ, and you want some help. That's on the website as well. Just come to theintentionallife.com, and you'll see the bar across the top. Click on the tab Inspiration, you know, and then How Can You Know Jesus? And there it is for you. All right, theintentionallife.com. Eric, welcome to Intentional Living Center today, my friend.
Pleasure to be speaking with you today.
Appreciate it. Tell me, who or what brought you to Christ?
You know, God is so good. God is so great. I give him all the praise, honor, and glory. I was a man of God growing up, and, you know, I kind of lost my relationship with God at a young age, and I would always ask him for favors, but I never wanted to put in the footwork, and, you know, I kind of reaped the consequences of that. You know, I had a real bad addiction. I was having some financial problems, and, you know, one day I got sick and tired of being sick and tired, and I cried out to God. I said, God, help me, you know, just guide me down this path. You know, I know you'll never leave me nor forsake me. So, you know, I got on my knees one morning, and he answered my prayer. I came across it's called Phoenix Restoration Church. It's a men's and women's recovery home dedicated to helping to lead, you know, addicts and people that need Christ in their life to Christ. And, you know, through this glorious program and God's grace and mercy, you know, I've been serving the Lord for 8 months now. I'm a leader within the church. And God's paid me back for putting in the footwork now, you know. He's broken my chains of addiction. He's brought my family back together. He's healed my body, and he's answered so many blessings in abundance for me that, you know, I never thought of life without him ever again, you know. So I just encourage listeners, you know, that God is the answer, and he can do miracles for you in your life. And, you know, it's a pleasure to be speaking with you guys this morning. And, you know, God is good. God is great.
Thank you, Eric. Thank you for your story. You can hear the passion of what God has done in your life and the change he's making in your life. And he does break the chains. And I love how you put it, that you did the footwork. That's really what intentional living is. We focus on, we know that ultimately we don't control our lives. Ultimately, we're not the one that fixes anything. God does the fixing. There's a sense of brokenness we have to get to in our lives to say, hey, I'm not able to do this. In fact, the number one post that we've ever had on our website, on our Facebook, basically was saying to us, Father, lead me, because I can't do this on my own. Just a little statement we put up on Facebook, shared 16 million times, or reached 16 million people plus. And I think that message is where we get to the end of ourselves and God has to do the healing, he has to do the leading, the directing, but like you say, Eric, you got to do the footwork, and I think that's a great reminder. All right, thank you for your call. Appreciate it. Let me get Candace on from Kansas. Candace, welcome to the program today.
Hi, how are you?
Good, fantastic.
Wonderful.
Who or what brought you to Christ, Candace?
It was actually my grandmother. When I led a life of drugs and alcohol, and I was in jail a few times. So my only outlet was either death or jail time, prison time. So when I was 20, I got pregnant with my oldest daughter, and my grandma was so excited. So we went to church finally. She had asked me a ton of times to come to church. And when I had my daughter, I took her with us. And once we went there, it felt so nice, and we haven't stopped going. And my oldest daughter is now 12, and I couldn't imagine life without the Lord. And my oldest daughter actually said on Mother's Day this year that the reason she comes to church is because she's been going since she was 2 weeks old, and that her mom, that me, I show her how to be a Christian. Though I'm not a perfect one, but with God's help, and we read the Bible, and it's just amazing to see the kids be as excited in the Lord.
Fantastic.
And he has answered so many prayers, and it's just, without him, I wouldn't be where I am today.
Amen. Well, he does the work, and Candace, we're seeing the theme of brokenness again when people get to the end of themselves. Through any number of reasons in life. And we turn to Christ. We turn to the fact that he loves us and he wants a relationship with us. Like you said, it's not about perfection. All of the challenges of life don't go away when we get up off our knees. Sometimes they even get worse. But now we know where the power is coming from. We know the focus. And frankly, that gives us the power and focus to live intentionally for him from that point on. Thank you for your call, Candace.
Yes, it does. Thank you, sir. You have a blessed day.
Yes, we are, and thanks for your call from Kansas.
This is Steve Tanner with an encouraging word to help you share your faith. As shepherds, pastors are always looking for ways to encourage their flock to share Christ. Dr. Jeff Love is one of those pastors. I asked him what he believes keeps so many Christians from sharing their faith.
The biggest thing I see is a lack of passion for the cause of Christ. And what I talk to our folks about the most and to other Christians about is that you have to continually pray that God would stir your heart to have his heart, his passion, to see people through his eyes. I think it's very easy as Christians to go about the mundane of our lives. We are like everybody else. We have family, we have bills, we've got schedules to keep. And the enemy would like to distract us off of what Jesus came to do, his cause. So for me, it's always, I try to make this part of my daily prayers. Lord, help me to see people the way you see my neighbors. I do not want to be callous to the fact that they, unless they know Jesus, they're going to spend eternity apart from God. So that's a biggie, is that we should always be talking about that. Lord, stir my heart. Let's let the Holy Spirit do what he wants to do in us every day to share our faith.
When we see people with God's eyes, we tend to care about them with God's compassion. And it's a great way to be motivated to share our faith. For Intentional Living, I'm Steve Tanner.
Very good. Thank you, Steve. And Jeff, thank you for sharing that. It's a good reminder. Back to calls. Nancy on the line for Intentional Living today. Hi, Nancy.
Hi. How you doing?
Good. Fantastic. We're talking about who or what brought you to Christ.
Well, actually, God brought me to Christ. Grace wanted me. I had a step aunt who had me for the week, and she just dropped me off in front of this Baptist church, and she said, they're having Bible school in there. Go in there. And there wasn't a lineup. It was late. And so I just walked into the main building, and everybody was sitting there, and it was mostly teenagers or older kids, and I just walked down and sat in the front, very front seat. Well, all the rest of kids my age had gone on to their rooms, and I had found out that these were just 12-year-olds or 13-year-olds, and I sat there, and I listened to the message, and I was 6. And at the end of the message, I was bawling my eyes out. Mm. And the pastor came up and said, do you understand what I said? And I said, yes. And he said, do you know what it means to be washed white as snow? And I looked at my Bible. I had a little white Bible. And I said, yes, like this Bible. Mm. As white as snow. Mm. And he said, do you know what I'm talking about? Whatever I said, God redeems you. And I said, he takes you home. He keeps you. He's yours. And he said, yes. So I was baptized that week.
Good for you. You know,
so
Go ahead. No, go ahead, Nancy.
I just felt all my life that he has the special thing that he wanted from me, or he needed, or he just wanted me to be his. Uh-huh. And I'm his. From the very beginning, I was kind of a child that wasn't particularly wanted by others. And he always let me know that I was wanted.
And what a wonderful feeling, too, I'm sure, to know that you've been chosen. The Bible says that. And, you know, Nancy, you remind me that you can sit in a service, or you can listen to a radio program, or you can be reading the Bible, or just, you know, sitting and looking at nature. And God will speak to one, and it seems like it's deep and real and convicting and drawing, and another, it kind of misses, hits and bounces off. Is that timing? Is it, you know? But the Scripture says something pretty interesting. Ephesians chapter 1, starting in verse 4, it says, for he chose us in him before the creation of the world. Speaking directly to what you just said, Nancy, for he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. In love, he predestined us to be adopted as his sons through Jesus Christ in accordance with his pleasure and will, to the praise of his glorious grace. And, you know, your church background, you might be coming from a background where we talk about the word predestination, and you realize that God chooses, he elects, and maybe you're coming from a different tradition that talks more about free will. But I'll tell you one thing, God from the very beginning— from the very beginning, God's love has been real. And if you're feeling the conviction and the drawing of the Holy Spirit in your life, if you're feeling like you need to know him personally, that this the reality of what you hear in the lives of others could be real for you, then we encourage you to come to a point of decision. And if you'd like to know what it means to know Jesus Christ, we have help at our website. Just go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com. You can click on the Inspiration tab. I'm doing that right now. And there's a couple things. We have a prayer community where we'll pray for you. We have the Who is Jesus, which will really take you step by step. What does it mean to have a relationship with Christ? And then an opportunity to share your story with us as well. So go to theintentionallife.com. Okay? 888-1717. Stories of who or what drew you to a saving, ongoing, eternal relationship with the Creator of the universe.
Yeah, my name is Aisha, and my mom got saved probably about 4 or 5 years ago. I'm 19 years old, and I had a son when I was 18. You know, and I've been trying to find God, and I really, truly believe that he's just waiting for me to come to him. And so last Sunday, I went to church, and he saved me. And it's just an amazing feeling to know that you've been saved and that God's called you. And I just want to thank my mom for being saved and showing me the way That way I can show my son the way. And I truly, truly believe that he saved me and that he is just watching me every day. And he's not going to let me go.
Amen to that, Aisha. Thank you. God bless you, young lady. Baby at 18 and 19 coming to Christ. And man, this is the way to start your life, even though my guess is you probably have some baggage you're thinking in those first 19 years you wish you could go back and redo. Hey, listen, we all do. We all have things we look back on. But if you can get this focused and be intentional in terms of your relationship with Christ, making these kinds of decisions when you're 19, just imagine what's going to be different in your life when you're 29 and 39 and 49. We got people listening, Aisha, who are 69 years old and they haven't made that decision, or they're just making that decision now for their lives. And so congratulations, and we'll be praying for you. You're going to have challenges. There's going to be good days and bad days. Just because we're a follower of Christ doesn't mean we're immune from problems. In fact, I think they kind of pile up sometimes because Satan loves to be able to trick us and put some things in our path. But listen, stay with him, stay focused, follow through on that decision, allow God to work in your life. That's a powerful thing. That's intentional living. Today, how did you come to Christ? Hearing the stories of how people came to Christ, we'd love to hear yours as well on our comment line, 888-888-1717. And then we see in that same passage that he fasted, he wept, and he prayed for many days to the God of heaven. What's powerful is this didn't happen in a day or even just a week. It was over a period of 3 or 4 months that Nehemiah really got in touch with what God was teaching him and preparing him to go to help his people back in Jerusalem. You know, that's an excerpt from this month's teaching. I put together a lesson for our members, for part of our Intentional Living community, for you all who stand with us in prayer and support every month. On a topic that's important to me, it's about the difference between being a winner and loser and the things that really matter in your life, like your marriage, your family, your work, in this culture in which we live. And I thought by comparing and contrasting the lives of two people from the Old Testament, Nehemiah and Jonah, it would be a lesson that we all could gain from. I learned a lot. It helped me in even putting this together, and I hope it'll be an encouragement to you. Now, if you're part of our family, you've already received it. Thanking you in advance again for your support. Thank you for standing with us. Thank you for being a part of Intentional Living. And during this last week of our year, our fiscal year, I just want to invite those of you who could help us wrap up this year strong, this fiscal year, making sure that we are in a place where we need to be with all the bills paid, because we don't borrow money. We're very intentional. And letting you know that we have some friends of the ministry that are still matching every gift, dollar for dollar, that comes in to allow us to do what we do for God's glory and for, well, frankly, for our own benefit. So I hope you'll be a part of it today. I want to thank you for standing with us. Thank you for being a part of Intentional Living. Thank you for all that you mean to us. We appreciate it. If you want to join us, you can call us during West Coast business hours. Call 888-888-1717, 888-888-1717, or go to theintentionallife.com. And thank you so much for your support. You know, you hear today the testimonies of people coming to Christ, the fact that together we can play a part of the process of that occurring is something exciting to me. So again, thank you for your support. Go to theintentionallife.com.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. Randy.
All right. Thank you, Kurt. Man, so many calls coming in. A lot of good things to learn and share today. We want to get right back at the calls with Sarah, who's on the line in Arizona. Hi, Sarah. Thanks for waiting.
Hi, Dr. Randy. Thank you so much for taking my call.
You're very welcome. Tell us your story. Who or what brought you to Christ?
Well, I wanted to share because when I was 21 years old, I walked in the doors of a church, and just 2 weeks after I started going there, I attempted suicide.
Oh.
They had no idea just how broken I was, but they intentionally loved on me, and especially two families in particular that mentored me and loved me and modeled the love of Christ, invited me to their homes and their families. And you have to understand, you know, I was a manipulative little liar. I was just desperate for love and broken in so many ways and diagnosed with everything in the book. But now after 20 years, the Lord has done a miracle in my life. I just graduated with my master's degree in social work, and I'm excited to be able to look for work where I can share the love of Jesus with other broken people.
That is exciting. That is, you must be very passionate, excited about the future.
I am. I just, those two families came for my graduation, and, you know, it's like starting all over again. I'm 42, so 21 years later, here I am, and start a new beginning in Christ.
Well, listen, let me tell you something, Sarah. As you get into social work, and you're going to be dealing with a lot of people, as you already have, I'm sure, in your class, your brokenness is going to aid you. Because you can relate. You understand. You've been there. And that's going to give you an opportunity to not only help a person, but to understand more empathetically and from an empathetic standpoint what they're going through. And God's going to use you in great ways as you continue to trust Him. And we're excited for you. That's fantastic.
Thank you, Dr. Ray.
Thank you.
I really appreciate your show. It's so important to be intentional about loving people who aren't very lovable. I really wasn't very lovable, and it was a long time. You know, it didn't happen overnight, but God transformed me, and He's still working on me.
Well, you've been down the path. You can help lead others. God bless you. Thank you, Sarah.
Thank you. God bless.
Bye-bye. Isn't that great? Listen, you know what's interesting? Every call we've had so far, and imagine the ones that aren't going to get on the air that are calling, they're coming out of brokenness. They're coming out of hurt and pain. You know, and I think God uses those things in our lives. I think we have to recognize that. It's not most of us waking up one day and say, hey, this is the best day in the whole world. I think I really need God today. You know, it's when we get in that mode of everything is great and we're doing fine, everything's wonderful, that we kind of dismiss God. And even as Christians, we can do that. And then until we get into another problem. Good reminder. Okay, let's get Adele on the line from Michigan. Adele, welcome to the program.
Yes, thank you for taking my call.
Appreciate it.
I accepted Christ at 10 years old, and through my life, things happened, and I got into a desperate situation. And the Lord met me through a church, and man led me, recommitted my life, and I've been serving Him ever since. And He's done miracles in my family. Only out of 7 kids, only one is still drinking, and I'm still praying for her. So I'm just grateful to God for everything He's done in my life so that I could help my family to get free of all this crap.
And that's what it is, too. And listen, it's a day-to-day, isn't it? When you hear the word intentional, living intentionally, what does that mean to you, Adele, at this stage?
Whenever you go through anything, whenever you get up in the morning, knowing that you're going to serve God that day and intentionally doing it, and when you run into things like in a store, intentionally smiling at somebody and being kind, you know, intentionally doing things that you know the Lord would want you to do, making that choice.
Isn't that interesting? You know what you said? You made a really important, it's a subtle point, but I don't want any of us to miss it. Adele, when she talked about living intentionally, one of the illustrations, when you're in a store and you see somebody hurting, smile at them. See, intentional living is other-directed. Intentional living ultimately is about direction outside of ourselves to service of others, caring for others, loving others, and being intentional with ourselves in terms of our health and finance and so on in order to be able to serve others. Ultimately, when you look at the fruit of the Spirit, Don and I have been we're in a small group study at our church, and we just went through a book on the fruit of the Spirit. And one of the things that really revealed to me as we went through this book is that every aspect of the singular fruit of the Spirit, starting with love, is other-directed. It's out toward others, even self-control toward others. We're self-controlled or we're controlled so we can serve and reach others. I think that's a profound thought. So appreciate everyone who's called today. This has been good. If you'd like to know more about Christ yourself, to know Him, come to theintentionallife.com, click on Who is Jesus, okay? And we'd love to have you stop by, and like our staff, we'd love to pray with you as well.
Good morning. This is Tracy from Homer, Michigan. I'd just like to say that as a new babe in Christ, I would like anyone who's listening, your program actually helped me start feeling the little tug that God had at my heart. And it really inspired me to get into church. I found a wonderful church and to be saved and just to learn the word and to get the word out. And I think you guys do a wonderful job. And I haven't turned you guys off in almost 2 weeks now. All day, all night, you're on my station and in my car. And I just want to thank you guys for encouraging people like you did me to start seeking the word of God and to be saved. We need to get out there and get as many people as we can saved. And we need to get the word out about the Lord. And I just thank you guys. And may God bless everyone who's listening. And have an amazing day.
Hey, thank you, Tracy. You made mine for sure. Thank you for sharing your story. And, you know, we're glad and I suppose feeling warm on the inside, knowing we could play a small part in continuing to communicate the hope that we have in Christ and what does it mean to be a follower of Christ and hearing your story of coming to Christ, knowing that as a new babe, you're going to grow. And I'm pleased to hear you got plugged into a church, a Bible-believing, teaching church, be with other believers where you can grow. Not with perfect people, because none of us are, but in a place where God's Spirit is present and His Word is clear. And I'm glad you're listening to the radio every day, because we're committed as a ministry to bringing you the kind of programming that will encourage you. And as we say, affirm faith and experience hope, and also help equip you and walk with you as you walk intentionally in Christ. And I just want to say here in this beginning of the last week of our fiscal year, June 30th is the end of our fiscal year, that when you hear a story like Tracy's, it's a reminder of how your support is used. People are coming to Christ, and that's the ultimate goal. And then seeing people stepping up and saying, hey, I want to work on my marriage, save my marriage. I want to be the kind of parent God intends for me to be. Seeing people step back from the edge in their life and decisions they're making to be obedient to Christ. That's where your support goes. And I just want to thank you, frankly, for helping us continue to do this every day here through Intentional Living, through our podcast, our radio broadcast, through our events and resources that we get out. And so here's what we're doing this last month, a reminder, as you join and become a part of our Intentional Living community, with your monthly support, you'll start receiving our masterclass, both video and audio. It'll come to your email box every month. And this month, it's on this topic of a winner or loser. What does that mean? As we compare and contrast these two great characters from the Old Testament and see the difference between being a winner and being a loser, frankly. And then coming up next month for July, part one, and then part two in August, on how to experience hope, a very practical lesson. So thanks for your support. Your gifts being matched, remember, right now at theintentionallife.com. We'll see you next time from Intentional Living.